Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Only slightly better than watching paint dry.
Welcome to it. I'm pissed off about everything today.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No. I'm pissed off about everything. We have guests in the show today. We have James Hedham. Say hello to James.
Hello.
James.
James is here. James teaches our prepper and preparedness classes. And then it looks like our weekly guest, until we recall Senator Colcutt Sweeney,
yeah, right.
Alexander Rubien from NJ2AS and recallsweeney.com is in the house.
Thank you for
Hello,
having me
gentlemen.
Back.
Hello.
So once we recall him, you're not going to have me back?
No.
No, hell no.
No.
Dang. We'll move on to something else. We're going to have Sweeney on.
So what are you doing now, Senator, since you are unemployed?
Yeah.
I would like that.
He'll learn how to prep.
Should have learned how to prep, Senator.
I want to talk about a few things before we get into it. Alexander, I'm going to whack your PP on one thing real quick. Christie pardoned Stefan Josi, who was the next person that, you know, he was an armored car driver and he had a gun in his glove box. The only way we can fix anything in this state, because we have judicial activism and our politicians are anti-gun and entrenched and they outnumber the pro-guns, is Governor pardons. Mm. The only way we can do it is Christie pardons everybody who was wrongfully arrested, wrongfully lost their jobs.
And makes it that far,
I want to thank everybody who helped in that. And you sent out an alert and NJ2AS took a lot of credit, rightly so, but you forgot to mention Evan Knappen.
I am very sorry about that.
Okay, Evan, I want you, he doesn't never listens to the show. Evan, listen to the show. He should have been in there because I spoke with Evan that day and he was a little hurt by you guys, so I want to fix that.
Was he really?
Yes.
I'll call him personally.
This is three pardons now that one lawyer has been involved in New Jersey. That's got to be a record, right? Yeah.
Which is why he has been a sponsor on this show since day one, and we accepted him.
But I want to thank everybody that helped out. So this kid got his thing done. Alexander, you're going to get 30 lashes later with a wet noodle. James, I need a wet noodle.
Wet noodle. Okay,
handle that. Now, let's talk about something else.
The prepper doesn't have a wet noodle.
I had NJTV in here this week interviewing me about smart guns again.
Oh, great.
It's rearing its ugly head, and we'll talk about that when the news comes on. The next thing I want to talk about is go on the ANJRPC website or the NJ2AS website and contact your elected officials, because the domestic violence bill moved up another notch. Alexander was in Trenton on Thursday for that, as well as Scott Bach. Yeah. It passed the Senate now. It passed Assembly. It passed the Senate. Basically, I just pushed Alexander that he could charge harassment charges on me, and I can lose my gun rights forever.
You don't
forever
even need to do that.
No, you don't have to do that.
No, yeah. you have to just annoy
someone.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm done.
So where's the violence in that?
I'm the most annoying person you've ever met.
Oh,
I'm already in trouble. But anyway, this is something else. So tell us a little bit about what happened before we get into the Sweeney thing and James stuff. Tell us what happened down in Trenton, the dog and pony show.
I saw my spiritual advisor and psychic, and she told me exactly what was going to happen, which was going to pass out a committee. And that's exactly what happened. And we testified. Most importantly, like going back there now and testifying 2 years after of doing our activism, being involved in 5 years with this, and seeing how they just don't care what we have to say.
Oh, exactly.
Correct.
I mean, you know, first they had the Moms Demand and this other Every Town and, you know, all these like ridiculous groups who just spat out nothing but false information and made up statistics. Then you have Loretta Weinberg just hammering the emotional argument. If you are a woman and there's a gun in the house, you're 5 times more likely to die.
Well, not.
Now, yeah. So I'm not going to compare to Scott Bach's intelligence, so I didn't really have anything written up. I wanted to see how things were going to go. Scott spoke. He touched on every main point. Sure enough, when everyone else spoke, you know, the chairman, Linda Greenstein, and Loretta Weinberg, you know, just nodding their heads. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, the tragedy, the horror.
Because it fits the narrative.
It fits the narrative. The minute Scott Bach came up, it was just like they had a crooked.
They shut him down.
They shut him down. They had a crooked, nasty face.
We have to listen to him.
Him, yeah.
So let him blather on.
And
you see, our problem has been consistent. We are always on the defense. We're exactly. never on the offense. Exactly. And that's it's never going to change unless we change tactics.
And everyone, you know, everyone, including Senator Weinberg, she went to her cell phone. She was completely distracted, not even paying attention. Right. I photographed it, you know, just to kind of demonstrate that they don't care. No. And then just as Scott was finishing up, what's the first thing she says? Women are 5 times more likely to die than over. And, you know, you know very well about this. It's called the power of repetition in marketing.
Sure.
And she said it over and over and over again.
Sound bites.
Yeah, these sound bites. And that's all she had to
because
say.
Because that's all she needs to. And let me tell you, the press is going to run with it. Because the press, you know, the press is very lazy.
Yeah. It was classic political theater. And, you know, this is why I am no longer wasting my time doing those things. We have to focus on results-oriented activism. Let them do that little spectacle over there. But meanwhile, we'll be knocking out legislators and getting them out of office, and once we're being effective, you'll see how fast
tide'll turn.
Yeah, they will come and start asking us. Something that a lot of people were saying, you know, we had this protest at Sweeney's house. People, you know, some of the messages I was getting like, oh, now we're never going to get a meeting with these people. Now they're going to.
Too bad.
Who cares?
It's too late.
But that's
too late for meetings.
Yeah, it's too late for meetings. But
a meeting is just an exercise of futility.
Exactly.
They're just going to listen to our shit and do what they want to anyway.
Let me make something very clear. We should not be scared of not having meetings with them. They should be scared of not having meetings with us.
Correct.
That's the
point.
They're
not. They're not because you're living in a progressive utopia here in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's going down the toilet. It's spiraling around the bowl.
Correct.
And no one really cares.
Yeah.
The economy is crap. The level of security that we have in the state is garbage.
While it's on my mind. I've intervened in social media 3 times this week with infighting on how to volunteer, how to help, who's doing what, who's not doing what with two-way activism in the state. Ladies and gentlemen, cut the shit, okay? Other people read this stuff. Alexander gave me some inside intel where they're watching and they're reading our social media.
Absolutely. Of course. What do you think?
Shit.
This is a private group? It's not a private group.
Save the energy. Anybody, when we have the rally on the 27th, when we're down there, if anybody wants to have a one-on-one, let me know. After we get the signatures, we can all beat the shit out of each other. I don't care.
Yeah.
But let's stop it right now. We need you to donate. RecallSweeney.com. After our advertising, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about this with Alexander. And James, you can jump in anytime. Anytime. Say hi.
You could say
hi.
Hi.
Hi. Just check.
Coming back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO, waldorfchiropractic.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey, wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you or anyone you know is within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, please turn him on to Waldorf Chiropractic or send him an email or go on his Facebook page and thank him for his unwavering support. Dr. Eric, I'm going to be going through the Excel sheet this week to see if you made a sizable donation to recallsweeney.com, and that will decide how well I present your advertising in the future.
Ooh.
Now, the next thing I want to talk about is there's a couple of 2A groups in the state. Everybody's jumping on each other's ass. Let's kind of remember the hammer and the anvil. ANJRPC, I'm executive vice president of ANJRPC, tends to move a lot slower like the NRA. That's fine. They have the legislative friends. Scott Bach presented himself very well down in Trenton, full of facts. A lot of it got printed. The media constantly contacts him for printing. Alexander, I like to say, is the hammer now that's hitting our legislators that are sitting on top of the anvil.
Exactly.
Eventually, it will turn. In Colorado, Christopher Knight.
Timothy Knight.
In Colorado,
you knew it was going to happen.
Yes, in Colorado, Timothy Knight, the NRA did not jump in until 3 weeks before the recall was consummated.
Christopher's
okay?
brother, Timothy.
Listen to me. They're going to jump on eventually. Now, you had a great analogy. What do you want to talk about?
I mean, people compare us and discuss about the ANJRPC and the NJ2AS. You know, there's two styles here. We can either act like the Humane Society or we can act like PETA. Right. Now, the Humane Society is more of the diplomatic group that writes letters and phone call campaigns and goes and testifies. And PETA are the ones that do more of the aggressive tactics, you know, getting up on people's faces, throwing red paint.
Don't you want showing up on your doorstep that morning?
Yeah.
I've never seen a gang of Humane Society people showing up at a, you know, and me being frightened.
The PETA throws red paint on your fur coat and shit, bro. People are like the legit, you know,
right now, we need to get in front of these people's faces. We need to make them know that if they don't protect our rights, they will be accountable.
Saul Alinsky.
Yeah.
We need to start to use Saul Alinsky tactics.
Exactly.
That is effective. It works. We are idiots. Yeah. We never do that. We are always on the defensive. We're never on the offensive.
Exactly.
You need to shut exactly what you're saying. We need to shut them down.
Exactly.
Get noticed. Shut them down.
And that's
to
what
where
doing,
they. Yeah. When we walk in the room, they go, "Oh shit."
For the first time in 5 years that I've been involved in this, you're finally seeing the media and the legislators being on the defense. Sweeney reaching out, "Oh no, it's unfortunate. This group is exploiting a tragedy to further their agenda."
The same way that they did, right?
But we are too polite to come back and say, "Oh, you mean like you did, Senator?"
Yeah, exactly.
You know, who's exploiting tragedy?
Dan Roberts wrote a phenomenal.
Here, it's right here.
Yeah.
Dan Roberts wrote an editorial.
Dan is a great writer.
Yes,
phenomenal.
He did a good
writer,
job. Yeah. And everybody should read this. It's NJ.com. Gun editorial on Berlin Township murder shows hypocrisy. And he wrote this about how, James, you just brought it up. They brought down the Newtown families and paraded them around like chess pieces.
Okay? Yeah, they bust
shed
them
a tear.
Down.
Yeah, they bust them down.
They
yeah.
bust them down.
And
What I'm waiting for that I did not see here, and it really starting to get under my craw, is the fact that we have not filed any kind of class action lawsuit on behalf of this family.
Oh, it's in the works. We're talking about that already.
We're working on it.
Yeah, working on that, yeah.
But Dan writes, the editorial castigates the NJ2AS for exploiting the murder of a defenseless Carol Boone in order to draw much-needed attention. Because Sweeney and them, they didn't do the same thing when... Who paid? We still never found out who paid for the Newtown family.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Okay, I bet you we paid
and they
for
had
it.
Reserves,
damn right.
Yeah, they had reserved seating. But
now,
listen, but...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, but, you know, look what they're doing. Now, for once, they're on the defense. You know, the South Jersey editorial board is every day, every week, writing editorials now like, "Oh, Sweeney's a hero. Sweeney's that." Why? Because they're responding because they know we're being effective.
Because they're in his pocket. They have to bow to the king. This is the problem we have with New Jersey legislators who have been in power for so damn long, and progressives love their power.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to give the power
Guys,
easily.
Alexander and I had a little meeting in my office before the show, and I want to thank every Gun for Hire radio listener that's reached out to him with donations.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Volunteering, IT work, all design work, and everything.
Internationally.
International.
Chris Smuda donated from Canada.
Canada.
Okay. Wow. Who's a longtime listener of our show. Listen.
He's the best, Chris.
He still needs more help. It's arubian@recallsweeney.com. RecallSweeney.com. We still need more donations. We still need more boots on the ground on the 27th. By this Sunday night, Alexander will have a PDF flyer on RecallSweeney.com. I want every listener to print out multiple copies, bring them to your local gun stores, your local gun ranges, your clubs, pass it around. Take the PDF and send it out in emails. Post it on your Facebook pages, your Instagram, whatever it is. We're 2 weeks away. We need to get going on this. Now, so you have to get this done by Sunday. Otherwise, people are going to contact me. Now I want to start embarrassing some people. The clubs out there, the gun ranges out there, the gun stores out there, the sporting goods stores out there, we should all be talking about this, perpetuating it. We should be making donations. He just told me, Alexander just told me today, RTSP in Randolph, who we get along with very well, made a sizable donation. And Brad Tremoli, I think his name is, Brad offered free video editing services from another company they have. This is what I want to see. So here it is. If you listen to my show and shoot at a different range or shoot at a different club, you better go in that place on Monday morning and say, yo, Gun for Hire is doing this. RTSP is doing this.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Are we donating money? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? The PDFs. Every gun store can print out a few hundred. I'm going to have them on Monday. I'm going to have 1,000 of them here. Yep. Everybody that walks in the door is leaving with one staple to
what
them.
What about Bangers down in South Jersey?
Okay.
They're right in the
this
heart
is
of it.
Everybody. I'm telling you, everybody who's listening, everybody better go down to Viden's place, Butch's place, the Bullet Hole. Everybody better get on board because we have to get this done.
And clubs, all the clubs that you guys belong to. I was at the state trap shooting tournament last Sunday, and not a person, it is in his district, not a person knew about this.
Yeah. I mean, the main response that we're getting from a lot of these clubs is, well, they don't want to get involved in politics.
Oh, good. So have
politics revoked. Wants to get involved with you.
Yeah.
And
jackasses.
I mean, it's just the most idiotic logic I've ever heard in my life.
Because, again, we go back to the New Jersey mindset. Mm-hmm. We have been so far, our whole existence, you know, our generations have learned to cower to the masters.
Exactly.
We've had to bow down to the masters. They've been in, look at some of these guys have been there since we're children.
Yeah. I mean, listen, something I've been learning big
time
is it's the types of personalities like we were just talking about. I've come up with a list. Can you stop burping so I can?
Thank you.
First of all, speak and then not die.
Stop patting me on the back.
Did you eat garlic or something earlier?
Stop patting me on the back.
Move along.
Anyway, there's three types of people in this world. Those that don't know what happened, those that wonder that happened, and people like us who make things happen.
Right.
All right? And if you want to make things happen, if you want to be part of a winning team, I cannot emphasize we're getting support from all over the country. When this is done, you can proudly say that you made New Jersey in national history. So just don't sit around not knowing what's happening. Tell your friends, tell your family, whoever it may be. You getting two more people involved will exponentially grow our manpower. We want, you know, we have a couple hundred people already registered, but we want 1,000 people.
Why not 1,000?
Yeah,
it's
we want
340.
You guys, your listeners showed up.
And the best part about it is I love what you're doing too, because you're solving the dress code and you're creating an activism banner all at the same time. You're giving out T-shirts to everybody who's going to be in there.
We're providing T-shirts.
That's got the Recall Sweeney message right on the front.
Yep.
And the best part about it is you chose orange to shove it in the face.
Wear orange.
Yeah, wear orange.
So let's flip it on them.
Moms.
Oh, I believe in gun safety too. I'm going to wear orange for
damn
that.
Damn right.
But I'm not going to believe in your ideology that I have to keep my gun here and not have this type of firearm.
The sad reality, though, Alexander, is that most of the people fall into the category of not knowing.
Yeah,
correct.
They're too concerned with
Kim
Kardashian's ass
and
what Bruce Jenner looks like now.
Yeah, I mean, it just.
Yes.
I mean, you want. No, you don't want to get me started on
but
the things society gets
into. And I don't give
I don't
a shit with
watching Kim Kardashian's ass.
I'm not into that. I'm not into that. But listen to me. unity in activism is the key, and we need more people to show up.
Yes, and unity.
And volunteers.
Unity is
and
what
we need saying. Donations. We need money. $5, $10, $5,000. Right. Listen to me. RecallSweeney.com. Arubian at RecallSweeney.com. When we come back, James, we're going to take a break a little bit and talk to you.
All right.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
Freedom. Oh, for the people.
Alexander, I also want to know how much Ron Seuss's check was for Montville Executive Suites, as well as Waldorf Chiropractic, as well as Evan Knappen. Montville Executive Suites, montvilleoffice.com, features 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, call receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars and events up to 70 people. Ron Seuss will be at the rally, by the way. We're all driving down there 3 hours. His montvilleoffice.com is his website, Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. Get your friends and family out of the freaking barista bar working off of their little laptop and get them into a real professional environment for as little as $58 a month. There's no excuse to not look professional. James, let's talk a little bit. We're going to take a little break because I want to get into the Carol Boone thing. How do you say her last name? B-O-W-N. Bound?
Bound. Yeah.
Carol Bound. So I want to get into Carol Bound in a little bit because it's very depressing and disheartening. And there's a lot of... I was on NRA News, and the police chief in Berlin is going to be looking for me, by the way, when it airs on Monday.
Don't drive through Berlin.
I'm not.
On your way down to
I'm flying, and we're taking the Gun for Hire chopper. So, James.
Yes.
Let's talk about these classes. You've been running these classes since Belleville, basically.
Yeah.
James is a certified NRA instructor, came through Gun for Hire, and works very close.
Best.
Yes, works. Thank you. Works very closely with the scouts with his son.
Yes.
And he's into this thing. We've done this stuff preparing for the storm, and he's just a wealth. The way Kevin Ryder handles the wilderness first aid type stuff, James handles the preparedness stuff. And our classes really peaked after Hurricane Sandy. And
yes,
now he
did.
Took a little break because he had some family stuff with his kids, raising his kid and everything, which is cool. And now he's back. So tell us a little bit about one and two.
Well, level one is a plethora of information. The students who have come through who are beginners are leaving with a wealth of knowledge. And the intermediates who have taken the class are leaving with many of the blanks that they had filled in. So it's a really good class for both beginners and intermediates. We cover mental preparedness. We cover the various types of storms that you might be exposed to, what they bring with them, what their commonality is, which then helps you to focus on where your beginning point is in getting prepared. In the overlapping areas of what one storm might bring in comparison to another.
And you have the everybody gets that handout.
Yes.
When you go over to PowerPoint, and it recommends items to buy. Because I know I purchased everything that you've recommended, because you tell us straight up what's junk and what's not junk.
Yes. I bring in samples, working samples, to give you an idea of what these things are and what they do, what they look like.
Tell them about the light that floats in salt water.
There's a product that's called Sealume, S-E-A-L-U-M-E.
It's the greatest thing ever.
The neatest thing. It's a piece of bimetal which is attached to a small electronic housed in an epoxy setting with a green LED sticking out of the top of it. And when you dip it in salt water, the electrolysis between the two different metals in the salt water generates an electrical current which powers the circuitry, which illuminates the
I have six
the LED.
Of them home. Wow. You drop it, you take tap
It'll work
water,
in fresh water.
You take tap water, I put a couple tablespoons of salt,
right.
Drop the thing in and screw the lid closed on a mason jar, and you have a lantern. And how long will it last?
850 hours.
850 hours.
Right?
Okay.
It's intended for the fishing industry. They attach these things to their buoys so they can
yes.
find the buoys at night. But with the Sealume sticks, you break them, you use them. They're good for 10, 12 hours.
Yes.
So two of them per day, you get 24 hours of light out of these things, and it diminishes, it winds over time. So at like $1 or $2 a pop, that would be $4 for 24 hours of light. These things are like maybe depending on how many you buy in bulk, you can reduce the price, but there's maybe $18 or $20 for one of these things.
I have six.
But you're talking about like 36 days of continuous light, and the
yes.
beauty is that you can turn them on and off.
Oh, you can.
Yeah,
you take them out of the water, they shut off.
They shut off.
You put them back in the water, they turn back on.
Sandy, they're the greatest things ever. I mean,
I love
they're
that.
The greatest. So he has all of these jewels of information. He also talks about the proper foods and food storage
right.
and what you shouldn't have. Do you have a recipe for long pork, like a long pork rub or something?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk
okay.
about that later.
All right, and what? What else do you want? Because I have a recipe for
Well, that's
for
how I know
pork.
That I'd be welcome over your house
my
during
girlfriend
a disaster.
Is, my girlfriend is Chinese, okay? Right. She has like a wet rub, dry rub, and a marinade for long pork.
Hmm. Nice.
So go ahead. So,
why do I think long pork is some sort of an analogy for something?
Long pork is human.
Well, that's how I...
oh, is that what
it's human.
That's how I know that I would be welcome over your house during a disaster because I would invite all of my neighbors.
Yes. Yes. I don't have to worry about I'm not going to go forage friggin' acorns. I'm just going to invite my neighbor over for dinner.
I know a place. It's safe.
Hannibal Lecter.
Why does he keep calling me sandwich?
Yeah.
Anyway, so these are the things that James is going to hit you with that, you know, you can Google how to prep for a storm and come up with a list of stuff, but he's lived it, he's prepared for it, and he's from the New York metropolitan area, so this is really cool stuff. So go ahead, what else do you go over?
Let's see, we got the man's own worst enemy. There's a lot of man-made catastrophes and disasters that occur, probably more on the disaster side, but these things are far more common to occur than, say, your hurricane. So we cover that. We cover mental preparedness. We cover NIMS, which is the National Incident Management System,
mm-hmm.
and we utilize that as a part of mental preparedness so that you can develop a sense of the overall scope in response to a disaster and help you to develop the sense of you needing to be your own first responder, because your priorities in respect to the priorities of the overall first responders may not necessarily be the same.
Correct, because they have other shit to worry
right.
about. Like in Hurricane Sandy,
their priorities control
yeah,
and contain.
Exactly.
Hurricane Sandy, the cops were gas police.
Yeah.
Or pharmaceutical police.
Yeah.
They're guarding the pharmacies.
Correct.
Because that's where the money is.
Even on a federal side, from a health standpoint, the public health service is all about control and contain.
Correct. And you know, we know that a gun is a great complement, but it's not a cure-all.
Right.
So if you have a gun, and then if you've taken basic first aid life-saving, and then if you take a class like this, this just helps tie everything together.
Yeah, it ties it.
You know, now you're covered across the board because, you know, knowing how to make water drinkable, a gun is not going to help unless you're willing to go steal it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, or kill for it, which if the shit hits the fan. Right. So Jane steps in with how to handle this, and that's what we want.
We cover water, the various types of treating it to make it potable, whether it's filtration or disinfection, sanitization. We cover SODIS, which is solar disinfection. Then we cover the foods, and we cover evacuation bags, the type of equipment that you would have that would be for your home, as well as what you would be taking with you if you had to bug out.
He also covers in the class. People have different dietary needs. People are diabetics.
Yeah,
Sandy and I talk about, I take medication for allopurinol because I used to have gout probably when I was 400 pounds. I probably don't need it anymore. But Sandy takes drugs that if how many days go by, you'll die?
One, two.
One day. So he has to have... we talk about this. You got to have a month's supply.
Absolutely.
And sometimes insurance companies won't pay, so you got to bite the bullet and buy a one-month supply in the queue.
Not only that, but the issue that I have with my son in special needs, he doesn't take any psychotropic drugs, but some of the medications that he has, the state only allows you to have a certain amount. So you can only have a month's supply, and then
so if you only have 4 days left.
So if it's near the end, we're waiting for the order to be shipped, and something happens, then we're going to run out.
Exactly.
So we've been trying to argue, being that we're divorced, we're trying to argue the fact that if she is in control of 1 month's portion, and then I could then be in control of 1 month's portion, we can then try and work it that way to get the reserves.
But it's like pulling a mule up a ladder,
right?
You have to gain. It's sad how we have. And again, this is all progressivism come to bloom, is the fact that we're controlled with how much we can have of medication we need to exist. But what you're saying is really critically important, that if something happens at the end of the month, we're assuming here with 30 days that shit's happening in the beginning of the month.
Sure.
Disasters don't plan themselves.
Exactly. So if you're in the last week and you just put in the replacement order or it's on the way, then you could be ass out.
Now, I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm not a doctor, but my doctor's pretty cool. He would give me some samples.
Yes.
If it's a drug
unfortunately, the drug companies have cut back on their drug detail men, so they're not getting samples anymore.
Correct. But
docs aren't getting samples.
That's a bummer.
Well, the good thing to know is the shelf life of medication. It's not like food. You know how you have your expiration date on food. You don't go by that. You go by your senses. If the milk smells good, it's good, even if it's past the expiration date. It's not a defined prediction that this is when it has gone bad. With medication, it doesn't spoil. Food will turn toxic. You can't eat it once it's gone bad. Medication loses its potency over time, and it's usually fairly slow over time. Aspirin, for example, is a very stable molecule, and it's been demonstrated that it has 100% of its potency, 100% of its potency 10 years after its expiration.
A lot of times, because our FDA does kind of a number on those numbers. What happens is when the major drug companies, when they recall back all their drugs that have expired, they don't throw them away. They sell them in Mexico. They sell them in South America. They sell them in China. They sell them in places that expiration date, you're absolutely right. Most of the medications will deteriorate over time.
Yes,
there are some, especially the old types of penicillins, which will turn bad.
Yeah.
After a period of time.
But penicillin doesn't work anymore.
Years.
So
exactly.
I don't know much about medications, but I'm in the food business. And with the food business, when we get new products made, we get them lab tested. And there's a big difference between expire date and best buy date.
Yes.
So even like my products, they have a best buy date, which is 15 months, but the labs say it doesn't grow anything. So it's theoretically good for 5 years. But they said just put a expiry or a best buy date of 15 months, so it's like arbitrarily
made.
And
that's kind of marketing too.
Yeah, it's just marketing, because they said if you put it too long, then the retailers won't be that aggressive with trying to sell it. Right. They won't put it on sale. They won't put it on the front shelf. They won't put it on the middle shelf.
James, when are your classes?
We have level one coming up on July 12th, 2:00 here at the Woodland Park Range, and then level two is coming up on July 26th.
Right, don't go away. You're coming back next segment.
Time and memories. the two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PhillyGunTraining.com. Philly Gun Training, Jose Morales. Sandy, where's he located?
933 Spring Garden Street.
Oh, I thought he was near Christopher Knight.
He is near Christopher Knight. 933 Spring Garden Street in downtown Kansas City this week.
Nice. Support Jose. Stop down. He has Lipstick Bodyguard down there, NRA training counselor. He's also a Sabre Mace instructor, and he will show you how to do all of your paperwork if you're acquiring a permit in Philadelphia.
Very, very big on concealed carry and helping you get your concealed carry permit and helping you to carry responsibly and legally afterward.
James, I just got an email from Richie Rotten, who listens to the show every week. That's his nickname, by the way.
Okay.
And he wants a list of what to put in a bug out bag or an evacuation bag. Do you cover that in the classes?
Yes, we do. Prepping Level 1 class, we cover your evacuation bags, evacuation routes, having multiple routes.
So, Richie Rotten, take the class. You cover all of that.
Give
us
some stuff. What do you
Throw us some stuff. What's in the bag besides a gun?
All right, you got your flashlight, maybe a knife, food, water. Your priorities is that, you know, I cover what I call the essential rules of eight. Without oxygen, you'll be unconscious in 8 seconds. You'll be dead in 8 minutes. Without water, you'll be dead inside of 8 days. Without food, you'll be dead inside of 8 days or 8 weeks or 8 months, depending on how big you are. The former
What are you
Anthony,
trying to say?
Well, the former Anthony Glanzer would have lasted a lot longer than the current day. Anthony Glanzer.
215, baby. 215.
Right? So a lot of people overlook protecting air for
one
thing.
With the rest of us.
A lot of people overlook protecting air for one thing, but then water becomes the next highest priority. So, you know, it weighs 8 pounds per gallon. How much are you going to carry? And then, you know, you need to have some food. What's that going to be? And you're every time you add something to the pack, it gets heavier, whereas knowledge is weightless.
Mm-hmm.
So you
knowledge
you
is weightless.
Knowledge is weightless. Mm-hmm. And so the more you know, the less you have to carry. So, but yeah, there are some basic essentials. You want to have your toiletries. You want to hygiene is important. You not every instance is going to be running off into the woods to live off the land. Many times you're going to have to evacuate to a friend's house or a relative's house, to a hotel, motel. So you need these basic essentials in there.
You know, it's funny. I have a friend who climbed Mount Everest. And when he got back, I said, tell me what that was like. He said, I have one word, toilet paper.
Yep.
He said, we thought of everything else. He said, but when you run out of toilet paper.
And there's no plants up there.
There's just no the most horrible last week of his life.
Oh, yeah.
He said, it's just amazing how much simple things like that can make a big difference between even not maybe that might not be a survival thing, but a comfort thing.
Oh, yeah. Creature and, comforts. Definitely. Oh, yeah,
TP, just, baby. TP.
Yeah. Well, you got to use your sock.
Oh, and then you only have two socks.
Well, you can wear underwear four times. You know, you take them, turn
you
them.
Can.
In, yeah, you turn them backwards. That's the second time. You turn them inside out. That's the third time. And then backwards again. That's the fourth time.
I actually had a buddy of mine do that in my house.
Yeah.
Growing up, you know, we were teenagers. And he used the basement toilet, ran out of toilet paper, and told me about it after. But since it's
you pretend to look like a dog. And
no, but because it's the basement, you have a sump pump. You have a sump pump, so the whole basement ended up getting flooded because the sump pump stopped working. And of course, the plumber comes over. He's taken apart the sump pump, and he finds a sock intertwined inside of the propeller.
God.
And yeah, I had to thank
That's
my
not
friend.
Rust.
I was like, you couldn't have just screamed upstairs, hey, bring me some.
It's not rust on the sock, by the way.
Yeah, ends up he took his sock off and used it while, you know, because there was no toilet paper in the basement.
What
bathroom.
A great guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So we cover all of those essentials, and many of these things are optional. You have your personal considerations to take in. You know, one of the students, he had a fairly noticeable limp, so he had some type of injury. So how much weight is he going to be able to carry? He's going to have to adjust on his own and make certain decisions for himself. I can't tell you exactly what it is that you have to carry in your bag. What I'll do is I'll present you with many of the different options of a personal filtration unit for water, the different types of food that are available, what the difference is between freeze-dried and dehydrated.
And that's why you have to take a class like this, because it's specialized.
It's
printing a list out all the internet of the top 30 things to have in your bug bag. It'll give you 30 things, but you're going to be out
there
with
30
oh,
right
shit.
Things. Yeah.
You know, what I should have had this ready. How long are these classes, James?
Well, the prepping level 1 class is about 4 hours here at the Woodland Park Range, and the prepping level 2 is going to be 4 to 6 hours. It's going to be an outdoor class.
Yes, it's outdoor class. I had to get a waiver for the insurance because he's going to be using some knife skills. Am I correct?
Yes, we're going to be whittling.
Believe it or not, going to be whittling, and my insurance company had exception with that. People are going to touch knives, and they're going to touch a piece of wood. Someone's going to have an arterial bleed.
Right.
Well, we got quick.
So we're giving everybody a. They're going to have to whittle with a spork.
Yeah, a spork.
Exactly.
A spork.
You know what's kind of interesting, James? One of the things I did a little bit of research, Hurricane Sandy, our area was absolutely devastated by Hurricane Sandy, but I used my local Walmart as my little petri dish. I would go there literally every couple of hours and take cell phone pictures of what was missing from the shelves, what disappeared
right.
first.
Mm-hmm.
And that became my really kind of go-to thing. You know what was kind of interesting that didn't disappear but should have disappeared was aluminum foil.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got a lot of aluminum foil right next to all the ammunition.
Well, you have to make your hats, your tinfoil hats, right?
I have to make
right?
the tinfoil yeah. hats. But that's amazing how much crap you can use that for.
Yes. Well, yeah, this is very handy stuff.
And duct tape.
So what was missing? Bread, eggs, milk?
Well, yeah, the typical nonsense.
Typical stuff, right?
But the French toast.
What was very easy, yeah, the French toast emergency, we call it. But what was very interesting was a lot of junk food, creature comfort stuff.
Yeah.
That people would go and hoard, but most of the things that you would expect to be gone weren't gone.
I think they perceive it as being quick and easy, non-perishable, it'll last a long time.
Yeah.
And yes, it is definitely a creature comfort to be eating that type of stuff as a snack, turning it into your main course because of the stress of the situation.
Oh, sure, yeah, absolutely.
You have to have fun things. We talk about that. You have to have a couple of board games or playing cards.
Playing cards.
You'll go crazy if
harmonica,
you're 3 weeks.
Whatever.
I want to kill everybody now. Imagine if I was cooped up with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So, James, again, when were the dates of these classes?
July 12th is level 1, 2 o'clock here at the range, and level 2 is on the 26th, which is going to be 11 a.m. And there's a couple of things we definitely have
to
cover
before
on level 2.
It's a day before the Recall Sweeney thing, right?
Yes, one of them. So, guys and girls, you can go online, check out those classes, and register. Now I want to get back into it. James, don't leave. Alexander, tell us what's going on. I heard you guys got in trouble down at Sweeney's house. Is this true?
Well, we didn't get in trouble. We held a protest there in regard to Carol Bowen's murder. And, sure enough, we did a protest. All of a sudden, an hour later, I hear to see his beautiful brand new Cadillac Escalade flying up, and within seconds there was cop cars there. And the funny thing is that when Sweeney was told by the cop that there's nothing that they can do because we're not breaking any laws, all of a sudden they took off together, and I thought they left, but one of our protesters says, dude, they're still down the road. And we looked over, and you see, like, all the way down the street, they sat there for 15, 20 minutes conspiring. You know, Sweeney and the police. And all of a sudden,
he's a thug.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, they came back. Sweeney pulled into the driveway. He immediately got out of the car. He wouldn't even look at us. And all of a sudden, I see this off-duty vehicle pull up. And ends up being the police chief, goes, I mean, so look at this, look at the hypocrisy here. He has four...
Surrounds himself with armed police officers at taxpayers' expense.
Expense, yeah.
But you and I couldn't do permit. This. Yeah. And he's got a carry permit. Yeah. This is the... talk about hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. Not to mention that the police chief himself came off, took his Sunday.
Happens to me all the time.
He showed up in his beach shorts and his beach shirt. You know, you can tell he was clearly having a good time at some barbecue or at the shore somewhere to personally protect Stephen Sweeney. Went in the house with him. Went inside the house for another 15 minutes. Comes out and confesses to us that he's doing everything in his power to get us off the property. But he explained that we're not breaking any laws, that we have all the right to be there. And the cops were very respectful on that.
We're going
to
go back. Yeah, because you were videotaping him. RecallSweeney.com. RecallSweeney.com. We need donations.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Okay, two things to cover before we get back into this Recall Sweeney thing. My Spartan race is sold out. 106 Gun for Hire family alumni is going to be partaking in this. So if you missed it, September 13th, you missed out on two shirts. You missed out on a free dinner for like $75 a person. You missed out on me donating $10 per person from SAW. We have the largest team in a Spartan race, and we have our own heat, and we're going to have media coverage and everything. So it's pretty cool. Gun for Hire, no shame. Second thing I wanted to discuss with you is we have James Hedham. Just tell us a little bit about Prepping 2. What's covered in that? Where do we go from here?
Ooh, Prepping Level 2. Well, it starts off location undisclosed when you sign up for the class. And there's going to be a field on the sign-up sheet, which in case your point of origin is other than your billing location, you might be coming from work or significant others on the day of class. And we'll need to know that information along with a telephone number that we can contact you on the morning of class. So what happens is on the morning of class, well, let's say that Anthony, you and Sandy sign up for the class, and we estimated time of travel for Anthony is going to be a half hour, and that it's going to take Sandy an hour to get there. An hour and 15 minutes prior to Sandy, or prior to class, Sandy gets a telephone call that initiates his evacuation. It's as though first responders are knocking on your door. You've got to go. You've got to go now. Shelter in place is not an option. So that initiates your evacuation. At that point in time, the class location will be disclosed to you, and you'll be given contact information in case you get lost. But you should have a GPS or a smartphone with a map system on it. If you don't, you need to have your Rand McNally print version of a map. You need to have
but for anyone under 25 years old, he just referenced Rand McNally.
I just dated
a map is a piece of paper with pictures and lines on it.
You have to turn the pages to find where you're going. And look at the index.
It tells you. You look at the index and it says Bayonne is H3, and you have to intersect the points. Okay.
If technology, for whatever reason, fails, and it doesn't have to be like an EMP attack, you drop your cell phone in a puddle of water. Technology has failed.
I like that.
You have to have a backup plan. So you need to get out. You need to get to where you're going.
Okay, so he gets the phone call. I get the phone call 40 minutes later, and we head to this undisclosed location that's going to be disclosed.
Correct.
And then what do we do?
We're going to cover your. We're going to cover the evacuation, how it went for you. You know, did you have to stop for gas because your car was left on empty or something like that? We're going to locate and treat water. We're going to forage 5 wild edibles. We're going to cover the universal edibility test.
Is McDonald's one of the edibles?
No.
Oh,
that's not really an edible.
That's a very good point.
We're going to cover knots and lashings. We're going to use those for shelter construction. And then we're going to, it's the whittling phase when we're using the knife. We're going to cover knife safety and then construct some deadfall traps.
Oh, cool.
How do you like this, guys and girls?
Right, and then once
this is the shit. And prerequisite, you have to take prepping
one. Yes, prerequisite is level 1.
Alexander's screwed, though, because if he takes that, the deadfall trap, he has to wait for a pine tree to walk under it.
Right. carrots won't
carrots and shit.
Walk underneath there.
I bet you he'd lose that vegan shit in 5 days if he was in the woods.
Damn right I will, and the first thing I'll be eating is Hugh.
All right.
I'll tell you right now.
I'm stringy.
We're going to be making use of some of the items that you learned to have in your evacuation bag, such as a knife, a water filtration device, if you went that route. If not, you'll be using mine.
How cool is that?
We're going to also learn how to build a fire.
Well, I wouldn't let them use yours.
I love it.
I would probably set up a concession stand.
I love it. So, James, when is that class?
That class is going to be the 26th.
Okay, you guys heard
it. That's pretty cool.
Thank you, and stay with us, please.
Sure.
Thank you. So, I'm very proud to have you as part of our family, and it's going to be a great class. Alexander, give us the hot news. Go ahead. You can say something, James. Go ahead.
No, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be a part of this family.
Love you, baby. Love you.
All right.
Talk to me.
Just keep laughing every time I think about this. So, all right, if this is not a good enough reason to get involved with the Recall Sweeney campaign and get him out of office, I don't know what is. But when we did the protest, he has this nice house that to the left of the house, he actually has a police officer and their family living there. So he was also having that police officer trying to sway the local force to do something about our protest.
Was it a town police officer?
I don't know, but he was
so
a
now
cop.
He knows what it feels like to have something hit home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tough shit.
So, okay. Listen to this. This within itself is more than enough reason to make this happen. To the right of his house is a town park, okay, called Town Freedom Park something. We pulled up the Woodbury website, and they offer permits for that park to be used for recreational purposes and barbecues. Now, why don't we recall him and have our victory celebration party
at the park?
At the park that wraps around the side and the back of his house.
A big banner.
A huge banner, and we call it the Recall Sweeney Victory Party, and we party all day like rock stars.
I'm in.
With maybe Ted Nugent and other people coming out, have that celebration right next to his house.
Absolutely love
that. You cannot make
these
things up.
We need somebody to donate a stage and sound system.
Absolutely.
Listen, this bully has never had anything hit this close to home.
No, he hasn't.
Pulls up in his Cadillac Escalade, and the little people,
The
miscreants, pissants are on his front lawn.
How did he get the Cadillac Escalade, I wonder? Because he was just a lowly union member.
I mean, it's funny. I mean, it's not funny.
100 grand for an Escalade.
And he gets a new one every year. Every union member I've talked to, they're struggling to maintain their home, paying for basic stuff, fixing the furnace, fixing the AC, paying their mortgage.
But he still gets his union benefits,
guy,
even though he hasn't worked as a union member in I don't know how many years.
How many years? So this guy wears $2,000 suits, drives a $100,000 new car every year.
Don't poke at the $2,000 suits. But again, some of us aren't. Some of us paid for our own suits.
But when he's saying that he actually represents the common man and that he supports
Common man.
I mean, this money we're spending, $2 million per mile for each road in New Jersey, where is that money going?
Why right, is all exactly, the unions exactly. I'm talking to
it's not going to maintaining the infrastructure? That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure, right? But why is it every union member I'm speaking to is struggling? Meanwhile, the person that's supposed correct. To be protecting right. them right. and standing up for their rights and their pay is wearing a $2,000 suit, a $100,000 Escalade, and like just other ridiculous perks. I mean,
and,
that is enough.
Let's
reason.
Not forget that Rolex president just date on his. On
oh
his
yeah, arm. He yeah. wears a gold Rolex date yeah. just president. Yeah. Yes, he yeah. does.
I know one of the watches was from his deceased brother. I don't know if that's the one, but you know, we did look into this gold watch thing, and he claims that it was his brother's. But I'm sure he has a leather.
Yeah, his brother.
I'm sure his
brother just happened
suits,
to have one laying around.
Yeah, I'm sure
right?
his $2,000 suits yeah. and his $100,000 Escalade is not.
RecallSweeney.com. RecallSweeney.com. June 27th, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Dethrone the king.
If you guys want to see, just go to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society Facebook page. We have videos of the protest. We have videos of him showing up. You know, we have videos of the police going there. Just go there, check out the videos, check up our YouTube channel. And you know, if that's not enough to motivate you to say this hypocritical monster, you know, should not be in office, I don't know what is, but this should be enough reason.
They don't care about us, so why should we care about
yeah.
them?
Yeah, correct. I mean, it's funny how they can get four cop cars. The police chief himself can take the time off of his Sunday at the beach to come and personally protect him
well,
and guard
the king
his house.
Called. This but guy's got a... The guy is a thug.
Thug. But when Carol Bowne has legitimate threats, and I, the family reached out to me and
listen
said...
Listen to this.
Yeah, the family, the brothers, the sisters, they all reached out to me and said, Carol was at the police department almost every day saying, oh this man God. Is going to, verbatim, this man is going to kill me. He is a lunatic, and the police did nothing. You know how Sweeney responds to that in the newspaper? He says, well, the police departments have been overwhelmed, therefore, that's you know they can't be providing oh. personal protection.
Okay,
but when it comes
fine.
To him...
Fine,
yeah.
that is okay. If yeah. the police if the police departments are overwhelmed,
yeah.
we don't need them to be our first line of protection.
Exactly.
I want to be my own
he's
first
so
line of protection.
He's so stupid that he only reinforces our point more.
Right.
You're right, the
right.
police departments are overwhelmed.
They are under no obligation
legal
to
yep.
even come and to answer your 911
and this
call.
Is how
he should be ashamed of himself
he
for
is.
Using the police
but
that way.
But this is how dumb he is. First of all, he's only making our point that you're right. The police yeah, are not going to always
they were
be there.
Overwhelmed because of idiots like him
yeah.
who have them personally guarding his house.
That's the second point. The first point is that they are overwhelmed and therefore, but they he just still doesn't want to support the right for us to protect ourselves.
No, of course
and
not.
Secondly, they're overwhelmed, but you have four personal police officers.
And a carry permit.
Yeah, and a carry permit at your house.
Right.
You know, how could you right. not say that's classic hypocrisy? You know,
well, you know, we're turning into, Chris Smuda would back us up on here, we're turning into a socialist utopia
yes.
where we are expecting the authorities to come and save us from everything.
Yeah, the classic.
This
yeah.
is becoming Britain. Yeah.
Government will take care of us.
Government will take care of us. Yeah. Do not do that. In Britain, you just don't do anything for yourself.
Yeah, they're getting butchered on the streets by
absolutely.
Radicals and
sure.
nothing's happening. And no,
yes, you're chopping
heads
off of people. And nobody responds. Everyone looks the other way.
Yeah. If you think it's bad now with Carol being murdered, and that's one case, the family told me
that's
that dozens
the one that made the news.
The, news, the yes. family has been telling me dozens and yes. dozens of people have been reaching out to them saying, I experienced the same thing. I was attacked. I was this. I was that. And we're aggregating all this information. We're going to be meeting with the family. We're
going to
be.
This is the bus that we should be filling.
Yeah.
And going. Forget going to the state house. We should be filling this bus and going public with this. Call your own press conference.
Yes.
The same way Newtown has done.
Yes.
We have to take the Saul Alinsky tactics.
Exactly.
Go out and buy the book, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm not plugging it because I want him to get any kind of money, even though he's dead. Saul Alinsky, Rules
Just
for Radicals.
Yeah.
It is absolutely a fantastic book on how to get this done. The way we do it with logic and reason
yep.
is bullshit.
Listen, RecallSweeney.com, arubian@RecallSweeney.com. And June 27th, don't embarrass me and stop the infighting on the social media sites, bitches. I need volunteers. You see RTSP and other ranges, sizable donations like we did here. Let's go. Dig into your pockets. We have to oil the machine. The PDF will be online. James Hedham, prepping one will be on July 12th. Prepping level two, July 26th. Kevin Reeder will be doing his basic first aid on June 20th and wilderness first aid June 27th and 28th. One of the classes you have to take is Dr. Pirelli's class, all right? On the class with dealing with psychological problems in firearms. That's going to be June 13th, which is when? Tomorrow. So I hope you're there. Also, July 10th, Evan Knappen. You do not want to miss Evan Knappen's class. Next week, I'll read all your letters, guys. I just want to thank everybody for their support, everybody who's busting ass on the Recall Sweeney effort. Sweeney is going to make mistakes now because he's going to be off kilter because he's never had people get this close to him and touch him. He's been bulletproof up until this point. Guess what? Ha-ha, we're here ringing on your doorbell. Have a nice day.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, the NJ2AS Great One, Alexander Rubian, Super Prepper James Hedham, thanks for coming in and telling us what we all need to know in order to be prepared. Make sure everybody registers for that class. It sounds like it's going to be totally cool. I want to let you know that the I Will Not Comply t-shirts are back in stock. You can get them and support this show by going to Gun for Hire Radio and take the link, or go to gunforhire.com/store. It's time to say goodbye, Winston. See you next week.